I can't remember the last time I woke up to howler monkeys howling. After one red eye to Atlanta, a long layover, another long flight to San Jose, a 3-hour immigration key that looked like an NFL bathroom line with only one bathroom. This one had none. Then a ride in a single propeller puddle jumper, followed by a 4-wheel drive straight up a 1-lane rutted mountain road with vertical drops of hundreds of feet both sides. Well, we finally made it to Costa Rica Larry's Hacienda, an area overlooking the Bay of Tambor and the Pacific Ocean. With only a couple of airline hours of sleep, we slept the sleep of the muerto until dawn and the howlers. If you thought, from my exaggerated and hyperbolic descriptions of the South End, that we lived on the edge of some wild frontier, trust me when I say we're not in Kansas here. 2 miles up this mountain and civilization drops away like an Alzheimer memory. There are a couple of houses up here and one that is actually inhabited more than a couple of weeks of the year. At night, we can see the lights from the fishing marina 10 miles away and a few from Tambor Tropical, a small resort with an outdoor bar that is Larry's second home. Probably will be ours, too. But up here on the Aries Nest, isolation is the operative word. Except, of course, for our fellow denizens, boa constrictors, vultures, wild pigs, birds beyond counting, insects and alien plant life. We're anything but alone. The place is what you'd call fecund with a biodiversity that is astounding. And we've been here all one day. Plenty of folks come down to Costa Rica to visit, but not too many escape completely the way Larry has. We'll go home too in a week, but I bet we'll be sorry to leave. And that wild South End, it'll look about 2 years from its first strip mall.